What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Good afternoon and welcome into Grant and Danny on this Wednesday, May 21, 2025. We are live in our Half Street Studios downtown in D.C. by Nats Park in the Navy Yard. Rainy day. Hopefully baseball gets played. The Nats will be looking for a fifth straight win and trying to win six out of their last seven if they can rip off a W against the Atlanta Braves tonight. Thank you for making the show part of your day. We'll talk Commanders football with Ben Standing at 3. There's a lot of news, including is Terry McLaurin not showing up for practices this offseason because he wants a new contract. And George Atala, formerly high-ranking in the NFLPA, will stop by to talk about players participating in the Olympics and some of the voting going on at the owners' meetings this week. But Danny, we've got to start the show.
Yeah, we do.
With a major development. A small step, I would say, for the NFL.
Yep.
But a giant leap for Commanders fandom kind, if you will. Our movement is real. The Washington Commanders are going to be on Hard Knocks. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you the 2025 in-season Hard Knocks series chronicling the National Football Conference Eastern Division. That's the Cowboys. That's the Giants. That's the Eagles. And for the first time in history, that's the Washington Football Operation. Be still, my beating heart. Danny, I can die a happy man. Hard Knocks is coming to the nation's capital.
So I heard the news, and it's very rare that this happens. I think we're all inherently pretty selfish creatures. We think about how things affect us, and your fandom is yours, etc. It's very rare that something like this happens. And you know who I think of?
Who's
my
that?
My pal Grant Paulson.
Here's what needs to happen.
Go ahead.
Listen up, everybody in the building. Boss in the corner there in your corner office, Chris Kinard.
Okay.
I'm talking to the sales staff. Okay, the couple of you that listen to this program. You know who you are. I like you the best, right? We need watch parties. I'll host them. I don't care if they're downstairs. I'll bring the popcorn. I don't care if we go out to bars and we watch it over at Walters with audio. Commanders, Hard Knocks, watch parties in our pajamas at 9 p.m. and we can talk about girls. Who wants to come? Let's do this damn thing. Hard Knocks with the Washington Commanders. It's happening.
I am in a salty mood, pissed off at the NFL today, because of their stupid decision, these 10 cowardly teams who couldn't figure out how to ban the stupid rugby play with the easiest language to take the game back to where I want it. I'm sitting there, you know, just bleeding red, pissed off, fire and brimstone, ready to yell at them, ready to talk about how the shame I want the Titans to feel and all the other teams that voted to not to ban that stupid, stupid play. It's all I want to talk about today is how annoyed I am with this dumb league, and I want embarrassment and shame and accountability and awkwardness, and I want people to come up with creative ways to abuse this stupid rule that they had an easy chance to fix. I want, like, the next Darren Sproles to be thrown over the goal line for a touchdown by a 400-pound offensive lineman. I want all sorts of tomfoolery. I'm ready to be all mad. And then they do it. And then they turn right around and totally redeem themselves. It's why it's undefeated, man. Every time you suffer an indignity, every time you suffer a, this league is so stupid, I can't believe we're having to do this. Why are we playing on Saturday morning? Why is it this short rest? Why is it this mini prime time? Whatever. As soon as they slap you in the face, they go, here's a gift. Here you go. Enjoy your gift. And now I'm in a good mood again.
I have 5 possible locations to host our watch parties. 5. This is up to now the adults to go get this done. Do what you do. I can only give you the amazing idea, okay? Here's how this is going to work. Tuesday nights, 9 p.m., we all get together in our pajamas. You're going, where are we going to be? It's December. My first idea, big screen, Nationals Park. We'll all be in the Terra Club. We'll just sit there looking up at the big screen. But it's cold, Grant. Let Hard Knocks warm you up. We'll do a little apple cider, maybe. We'll do a little... If you like coffee, you could do that. Hot chocolate. I'll bring blankets. Everyone will be fine. Number 2, Capital One Arena. Now, my concern is the game schedule. That's why it's not number 1 on this list.
Oh, right, because they might have a conflict that night.
But I don't mind getting Ted on the horn and telling him to have some road games on Tuesday nights in December. That's going to have to happen because we got to watch Hard Knocks together in mass. And we need a big venue. I'm thinking this is going to be... What, that seat's 18,000? I think we could fit everybody in there. If there's a little overflow, they could go out on F Street. But I'm thinking there's going to be right around 17 to 20,000 people that want to get together to do this. That sound about fair?
You might be overstating a little.
Okay. Next, okay. The Anthem. Who wants to go watch the show with me at the Anthem?
I got to tell you, that's not a bad idea.
It's Hard Knocks with the Washington Commanders, a night out with Grant and Danny at the Anthem. Who says no? I'll wait.
Not a terrible idea, my friend.
I got another one.
Go, give me another one.
University Mall Movie Theater. You know, the old movie theater over by Mason. I once rented out one of those theaters for like $100.
Yeah, we did one of my kids' birthday parties there.
And I showed Elf. That's what I did one time. It was during the pandemic.
Yeah.
They were just renting out the theater. Why can't we make that happen? Let's sit in those chairs in the movie theater and eat popcorn and watch Hard Knocks. Or lastly, the AMC Draft House. I need to be out and about with the people watching Commanders Hard Knocks. Should have been the Redskins many years ago, many times over. Never got that. But I get Commanders Hard Knocks. That's the second best thing. And I will take it.
You certainly will. I'm happy for you, buddy. I mean that. I'm into it for obvious reasons because we should be into it. It's great. It's content. If you don't like it, you don't have to do anything about it. See what I'm saying? Like, this is one of those, it's free. If you're anti-Hard Knocks, and there are plenty of these people out there, people that don't watch it or bored with it, they roll their eyes at it, doesn't hurt you.
How?
You don't have to watch it.
Why?
Don't focus on that part. Here's my point. There's no downside. For us doing this little tiny, tiny program that we're fortunate enough to do, it's content. It's incredible access. It's utter enjoyment. The way they edited that thing together. I mean, the one with the AFC North last year, when there were common opponents. So, like, I can't remember which is which, but, like, Pittsburgh's playing Cincinnati or Baltimore's playing one of these teams. And the way the coaches are talking about their opponents, it's almost the exact same. You just change the names. Right. And it's that fire you up and we'll see your ass on Sunday. And, you know, we'll go in there and make them feel us. And next thing you know, they're, you know, the collisions are happening midseason. Rough and tumble. NFC East doing the same damn thing. I can't wait. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome is the point.
Just close your eyes and imagine a Dan Quinn speech. I told the story last year that was relayed to me by someone in the room that the moment they kind of fell in love with Dan Quinn was during training camp last year when Quinn had all the players sitting in seats and everyone from the organization was like brought into the big meeting room they have where they do their, we have a new head coach, the owner is Josh Harris, here he is, ladies and gentlemen, that big press conference. You know, the big room, the auditorium. And he introduced all of the janitors by name and brought them up. And they were overcome with emotion to be honored and get like standing ovations from the players. And he's like, this is who's cleaning up after you. These are the people that are picking up the stuff that you're not throwing away. A, start throwing it away. B, know their names. And at that moment, this person that was in the room said, I love this guy.
Mm-hmm.
This guy's the real deal. I like the cut of his jib. And it's moments like that. It's emotional breakthroughs like that, I think, that created the brotherhood. We get to see that. We get to see that day. We get to see that speech. We get to see that thing. You want to know why Dan Quinn is popular with players? I do.
Right there.
We're about to find out. We get to see Cliff Kingsbury meeting with Jaden Daniels, going over the plays he likes and doesn't like before the big December matchup in the division. By the way, now we know why the NFC East games are all strung together in December, huh? I guess it's because it's a little easier on the Hard Knocks crew, NFL Films.
Not a little bit less travel, I suppose, right? Yeah.
I mean, they are going to be, as you said, showing Washington's meetings and then Dallas's meetings leading up to the game between those two teams. They're going to be playing each other for the entire final month of this season. It's basically NFC East games. I'll tell you who's going to be the star of this right now. And I'm not going out on a limb. I've just thought about this way too much. Joe Witt Jr. Get to know your defensive coordinator.
Cutting promo after promo after promo.
We are going to see a lot of him. Rex Ryan, still, at the end of this thing, is going to be the number one Hard Knocks character of all time. There will be some others vying for second. Joe Witt is about to become a household name. Today, Joe Witt probably doesn't care that they're on Hard Knocks. He's an old school guy. He's a NFL coach, longtime guy, kind of grizzled veteran. I'll bet you he's even annoyed by it. Like, there is a chance, if you ask him, what do you think about being on Hard Knocks? He'd go, they're in my way, man. I got work to do. That's the kind of, old school coaching philosophy. Best thing that ever happened to his career is that those Hard Knocks cameras are going to be rolling. He will be a big name at the end of this series. Lock it in. Now, this is bad news for Washington and keeping coaches. I really believe that.
No, that is the thing, yeah.
They get some say over what gets out there and what doesn't. So, you could do the best job you can. Like, I remember the Dolphins, by design, was it Frank Smith, who was like a super hot offensive coaching candidate for a couple years, and then it turned out, without getting in his business, he was dealing with some different issues, and because of that, hasn't really gotten a whole lot of noise lately.
I think that sounds right.
But Frank Smith, when they were scoring 70 points on the Broncos and the hot commodity team in the league, he was the next, this guy's going to do 10 interviews this year. He was coaching under Mike McDaniel. Dolphins were on Hard Knocks. You didn't see Smith one time. And I don't think that was by design, by the way. I mean, by an accident.
No, not an accident at all.
I think they said, let's make sure he's not a star of this thing. Washington doesn't act like that. Adam Peters puts his guys over. He's shouting out Lance Newmark and all of his executives at every press conference. Quinn is sending his assistants to the podium as often as he can. They're building brands. They're helping people in their careers. So for the offensive staff, Cliff Kingsbury, business is about to boom. He was already on Hard Knocks once. It's the reason I liked him, as a dude, as a coach. I had my questions and, druthers, whatever. But you remember when he was on Hard Knocks?
Absolutely.
And he would, driving to the facility at 2:21 in the morning with his deep voice. Doesn't even need coffee to make it deep. And he would just sit there like, yeah, I get to work here at about 3:52 in the morning. And it's like, this guy's a grinder.
Okay, this guy's different.
He's handsome and he works a lot.
And his voice should be deeper.
Yeah, I'm sure at some point. Yeah, at some point.
At some point, my voice won't be the deepest in the building.
Right, it'll just be regular.
But today's not that day. Today's not that point. At some point, there's going to be a coordinator calling plays more handsome than me. Not today.
Today's not that day.
David Blough, quarterback's coach.
Yeah.
Good for his business. So that's the only downside here. You want to find a negative, I'll give you one. But Danny, we get to see the stuff that we've always wondered about. You always want to know what it looks like. You're not going to wonder anymore after December. It happened. Years in the making.
It finally happened.
The Commanders on Hard Knocks. Let's do this thing together. I will see you at the cinema. I will see you at the Alamo Draft House. Tuesday night, 9 p.m., bring your pajamas.
Winning off the field.
Thanks, Bruce. No thanks to you, pal, to be honest with you. You didn't do anything on this
thanks
one.
Thanks for saying no a bunch and ruining everything.
You know, the culture
no.
is actually damn good.
It is now.
Loser.
Virginia's doing great.
All right, that's okay.
That I won't argue with.
Yeah, that's true.
Other than when it comes to getting stadiums.
Well.
Which they don't want.
Well, that's not the metric, right? I mean.
Virginia's doing great.
At not getting stadiums. That's the whole quote.
It'd be better if the line was, Luis Lucas is posting memes. That'd be better. She still posting memes?
There hadn't been anything to post about for a
That's
while.
That's true.
Yay.
Bruce, anyway, this is such a cool thing.
It's a big day.
Now, the only... it's going to be the appetizer. Like, I want that main course. I want the whole thing. Whether it's an in-season situation, whether it's like one team or the regular training camp type deal. That's always what I've dreamt of. But even a quarter of the content, it'll still shine very brightly for us because you already mentioned some of the personalities. Dan Quinn, people are going to fall in love with that guy. Jaden Daniels, who we haven't even talked about, will just be America's sweetheart. By the end of that thing, he could run for office at the end of that. I mean, I think the jersey sales will start flying off the shelves. There are so many personalities that will come through here. And you mentioned Joe Witt, who'll be cutting promo after promo.
Ooh, that's a fun one. What players are going to see their star rise? Like, Sam Cosmi is one of the biggest personalities in the locker room. He'll be back. He'll be healthy. Absolutely. Nick Allegretti, same thing. I don't know if he'll be a starter or not, but, like, people will love him.
He's hilarious.
Who are they going to ride along with to go do something?
Like, on my off day, I'm going to go bass fishing. On my off day, I'm going to go skeet shooting.
Christmas presents with Terry, for sure. He's going to get some kids some bikes. Like, our sweet prince, Terry.
Little Terry.
That's definitely happening. They'll hang out with Jaden and his mom a couple times, I think, for sure. Like, Jaden and Mrs. Daniels will be together doing whatever it is that they do. Like, every day, together, constantly.
Well, there's plenty of good people, and that's kind of the point. And not to say there's never been good people before. There has been. But when you get that kind of access, the Ken Nortons of the world, who we don't see every day, or, you know, I don't know, the Larry Izzo will shine in those kinds of environments. It's just good for everybody's Q rating. It just gives you a chance to not have them, you know, show up on a Sunday or you hear Cliff Kingsbury mutter through a press conference he doesn't really want to do because it's not really his thing that he's required to do once a week. You know, Dan Quinn stands up there and holds court at the mic. But for the rest of this coaching staff, they're just sort of guys that are semi-anonymous. Well, they're, you know, Anthony Lynn is a fascinating dude who's been at the top all the way kind of down and now sort of back in the middle.
He's been on Hard Knocks.
Yeah, he's
done it. He was the head coach on Hard Knocks.
There's a lot of good.
My wife still talks about the fact, and I brought this up with Anthony Lynn the only time I ever spent any real time with him, and it was kind of a weird thing to bring up right away. I'm like, you know, my wife talks about you all the time. He's like, really? Why is that? And I was like, well, when you were on Hard Knocks, you grilled with a paper towel wrapped around, like, your tongs. She thought that was the weirdest thing ever. And he's like, I've always been doing that. And she always brings that up. Like, every time she sees a grill or Anthony Lynn or a football or any kind of food that may have come from a grill.
I remember that.
It was, like, really, really weird. The way he grilled was, like, very strange. But I want to go around the horn here.
Okay.
Paying homage to the nearly defunct television show on ESPN. I want every person in the studio right now to tell me which Commanders player is going to be the breakout star of Hard Knocks 2025 in the locker room. Give me a little more juice, please, on the Hard Knocks theme. I need more snare. I need a little more tremble. Bass in my headphones, please. Thank you. Danny, the Commanders player that is going to steal the show.
We already know, but the nation will know. Frankie Louvu.
Oh, Frankie season.
Franklin Louvu. Franklin Delano Louvu will be the guy that everyone goes, oh, he's awesome.
Easiest answer ever. You're going to be mad you didn't say it. You three probably have it in the queue, and you're going to have to go back to the drawing board. He's a punter, but the man has the charisma of a person with a lot of charisma.
High charisma rating.
Tressway.
That's Tressler.
That's Tressway's music. You don't think they're going to go to the golf course with Tressway once or twice?
He's going to hit nukes at Topgolf somewhere.
You don't think the Hard Knocks crew is going to follow Tressway to, like, dress up as Santa and give out some presents or something? Darius, you're next. Who is the Commander that we're going to fall in love with as America does on Hard Knocks?
I'm going to go and say Mikey Sammersteel. I don't think it'll be much about the charisma aspect as more about the good dude aspect. And people will just learn, not only is he a good player, but he's a good dude, smart kid. Everything like that. I think that'll be the kind of guy everybody will fall in love with.
I could get behind that. Toby.
Going to go deep down the board here. I need him to be on the field, which will be interesting to see if he keeps his job. But if he does play, I think Nick Allegretti is going to get some love.
Dog. Nick Allegretti, who wears his family's backyard football jacket, like Letterman jacket that he had made around on game day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he is made for television. Big personality. Love him.
He's hilarious. He was so funny with us when he came on.
Oh, yeah.
It like, after 45 seconds, it was like, we were best friends in high school growing up, weren't we? Like, haven't we all been together for the whole time? It's just a magnetic personality.
You guys heard? Commanders are going to be on Hard Knocks in 2025. Damn, it's happening.
That's pretty good.
Because the ball is life.
Yes, Joe.
Oh, we know Joe. We're about to know even more, though. Mm-hmm. We're going to hear that a couple times.
The way that we live is not for everybody.
Well, it's on camera all December long. Every step you take, every move you make, I'll be watching you.
How annoyed are you going to be when they cut to the Giants? Do you know what I mean? Like, you're watching, you got your little catnip, and then they're like, meanwhile, in New York, and it's like Brian Daboll just botching something.
Won't be annoyed at all.
You'll be fine?
Not even a little bit. No.
75% is not Washington content, numbers approximate. Isn't that annoying?
I'd like 100%.
Yeah, I know. That's why I bring it up.
Hard Knocks is Hard Knocks, man.
Yes, it is.
25% is the best 25% it's ever been. Clary, who's stealing the show?
Give me Jeremy Reeves. He's a great personality. He's got a great story. I mean, we've seen him documented from the Ron Rivera days. I mean, the players love him. I think America's going to love him also. I got him as my star.
All pro Revo.
So much Revo on the show, by the way. We're going to hear that nickname a billion times.
You know what I just thought about?
What's that?
Oh, I'm psyched. Lips are filling with smile.
Uh-huh.
There's going to be Grant and Danny audio on Hard Knocks in there. Little 106.7 The Fan audio after a game. It'll probably be Eric Bickle, let's face it. It'll be the Junkies.
Right, I was going to say, it's the Junks, right?
It'll definitely be the Junks. But what if?
What if?
Amid all those Junks takes, and they will be bountiful, there's just a couple of second clip of Grant and Danny on Hard Knocks.
Couple observations, couple feelings, couple thoughts, some reactions.
That would legit be the coolest thing in show history.
Where would that rank for you all time?
That's number one, but our Pupatella Pizza $150 a day gift cards, number two. Everything else is pretty cool too.
Mm-hmm. A lot of good stuff, but
yeah.
If your voice was on Hard Knocks, Grant Shriver over there, I think you might just ascend. I think your spirit might just leave.
It could happen. It really could happen.
Because we won't know. We won't know until, because they'll shoot a lot of footage. I mean, they'll have the camera set up and or whatever.
So
and,
my wife loves listening to the podcasts and homilies of this priest named Father Mike Schmitz. Okay? He was at DAR Constitution Hall the other night. I surprised her and I took her to see this. I almost called him a handsome devil. That would be really weird.
Handsome priest.
Handsome, the opposite of a devil.
Yeah.
This handsome guy, Mike Schmitz, right? I don't know that I've ever felt the joy she probably felt when she found out she was going to hear her guy breaking it down for a couple hours.
Okay.
This is my version of that.
This is your Michael Jack Schmitz.
Get me on Hard Knocks for 4 seconds. Or even if it's you. If it's you.
No, that wouldn't be right.
I need the show. We are one.
Thank you for saying that, but come on.
We both are one.
It's okay to say it, man.
Also, you got to keep this music going. The whole show long underneath of us. 4.5 hours, Hard Knocks music underneath of us today. Like the Junks used to do in the 90s.
Remember that?
Yeah, just keep this going under us. Why not? It's happening.
It's happening.
We did it. The Commanders are on Hard Knocks in 2025. Let's do this thing together. He's Danny, I'm Grant. This is The Fan. You will hear us the rest of today, but also frequently as the narrators largely for the Commanders season on Hard Knocks.
Yeah, right?
We're going to make some calls to our people at HBO. Danny, let's make you be a little upset next. Put you in a bad mood.
Oh.
Tush push.
Yay. We did it, NFL.
Will also be taking place in December. Next on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Welcome back to Grant and Danny on the Fan. This is not me joning, I swear, but I don't remember more national NFL reporters who prominently cover the league universally being wrong about anything than they were this week about the tush push. Every single one of the heavy-hitting reporters saying it was going to be banned, and today it wasn't. 70% of teams, roughly, voted to ban the tush push. 22 of 32 clubs said get rid of it. 24 needed to say get rid of it. So two teams shy of enough, the three-quarter threshold, to make it happen. The dialogue continues for another year now. And Danny, the tush push is alive and well for one more football season.
I will never forgive the Titans, Jets, Saints, Patriots, Dolphins, Jaguars, Lions, Browns, and Ravens. I repeat, I will never forgive the Titans, Jets, Saints, Patriots, Dolphins, Jaguars, Lions, Browns, and Ravens. I will never forgive you for doing the incorrect thing. Such a fixable, easy, simple thing, and you screwed it up. The Eagles, I don't blame them. They figured out a loophole with the stupid rule that's easily fixable. And so they want it because they think it's to their advantage. And, you know, there, of course, it'll be, Johnny from South Jersey, tough guy, but you don't like it, you could stop us. No, wrong, it's a stupid rule. Very, very easy to fix. And they said, let's not do that. I am so mad about this. Because again, it's such an easily fixable thing with a wonderful alternative that will be wildly effective for you, Eagles, or anybody else that wants to use it. The quarterback sneak works so well. It's delightful. It is an excellent, excellent football play to do the exact thing that you want. This assisting the runner nonsense should go away immediately. We were so close, and I will never forgive those nine teams, plus the stupid Eagles, who I also hate so much, for screwing this up.
You have the nine teams you just read through?
Yep.
Give me them again. I want to try to figure out why they would have been, and I don't even know that they're for it, but not against it. So go one by one here.
Titans.
Don't really play the Eagles very often. Maybe don't deal with it much. I don't have a whole lot there. Maybe they feel like they can do the tush push now that they just drafted Cam Ward, number one overall? I don't know.
Jets.
Another AFC team. Doesn't play the Eagles very often. By the way, that's a theme here.
Saints.
Okay, got nothing for you there. I mean, maybe they just don't like the idea, the precedent of a play works at a really high rate, and you're getting rid of it because people are struggling to stop it.
Patriots.
AFC.
Yeah, a lot of AFC. Dolphins.
It's out of sight, out of mind is what you're noticing, right?
Like, yeah.
If you don't have to deal with it, then maybe you're not as bothered by it.
So the Lions are one of the teams, and that's one I don't quite understand. I mean, that's Dan Campbell's mantra of like, it doesn't matter. We'll eat a kneecap regardless. We'll barbecue your shoulder joint. I mean, whatever. So they're idiots. Them and the Saints, the two NFC teams. Everyone else is AFC, which is interesting. But again, I will never forgive those teams
you
for screwing this
two
up.
Two teams and you couldn't get it.
Yep.
Am I wrong?
Or no, you're right.
Everybody say this was going to pass. Adam Schefter, Ian Rappaport. I saw Rossini all morning saying it was going to pass. Who's my buddy with The Athletic? I mean, dude, come on. All of them, all the newsbreakers.
I think it was heading that way, but something happened. I don't know what.
Well, so here is going to be my annoyance. I'm just telling you right now that this is going to be the narrative after today, and it's going to make me very angry. I don't know if you saw this, but Jason Kelce went into the meetings this morning. Did you see that?
I've seen the memes or whatever, but I don't.
The big story today was that Jason Kelce, the former center of the Eagles, accompanied owner Jeffrey Lurie into the meetings. And everyone was like, he's here to save the tush push. And I thought, oh my God, just what we need, another day of attention-seeking Kelce behavior, right? You can't turn on a TV during the football season without bumping into Jason Kelce. The narrative's going to be that he convinced some teams to, like, cross the line. That everyone said it was going to be banned because there were 24 or more teams that were ready to ban it. And then Kelce gave some speech, or by addressing the other teams, he was able to, you know, like a president trying to get people to cross the aisle to push through healthcare, whatever it is. He was able to get a couple people from the other party to come over. That's what we're going to hear, and it's going to drive me out of my mind. That's not what happened. There was just never 24 teams. But when I hear that, I'm going to be annoyed. Like, he's the godfather of the tush push. He's already Mr. Tush Push because he was the center and he was the guy that was in, quite literally in the middle of the play over and over and over again when it was so successful. But, Danny, think about how much more obnoxiously Eagles fans are going to celebrate every short yardage situation now.
Of course.
You were with me at the link. Darius, you were sitting with us. Every time there was an and one in a game, on third and fourth down, all of the dumb Eagles fans stand up and like hit each other on the shoulder, and they're like, we're doing it. Here we go. It's time. It's time. Where's Jalen going to line up? Oh, it's the tush push. Here we go. They did that before. They wrapped themselves in the flag and the pride of this play. And that was before the league came for you and missed. That was before the league came for the king and couldn't knock you down. That was before 22 teams voted against your thing, and now you won. You still have it. I thought already, I'm like, this is going to be insufferable. Their fans are going to be terrible. The team posted a 26-minute video on YouTube the minute it didn't get banned. They're already trolling and going, it's going to be their whole identity now.
Of course it is, yeah. The relishing of no one liking them is, you know, antisocial, personality disorder type behavior, and here they are just embracing it, walking around like it's some badge of honor. I mean, the Packers rewrote the rule so it specifically doesn't target. See, that's the other part. The part that annoys me is you see in Schefter's tweet, NFL needed 24 votes today to ban the tush push, but only got 22. Here are the teams that voted against the tush. It's not a tush push ban. It's a ban against assisting runners. Green Bay had to rewrite the rule.
But you know what it is.
I know exactly what it is. But in order to prevent weird hurt feelings or that like some team is being targeted, yeah, it's targeting them, but whatever. In order to prevent that, it's just the common sense, normal football thing that we've all had for decades upon decades, where I don't want my my running back to be thrown over the line of scrimmage to get an and one because he happens to be short in stature, and I've got a guy that was great at the discus in college, or pushing runners from behind, or guys coming into piles and spearing them, moving the pile forward by a yard and a half, 2, 3, 4, 5 yards. It's not what football is. It's never been that. It's a dumb rugby scrum, and quarterback sneaks work so well. They had to rewrite it, so there are no hurt feelings. And so it's now turned into this quest to end the Eagles' reign of terror
falls short. They're now empowered, and they're on a mission to show the rest of the league can kick their ass. No. No. This is so infuriating. It's so infuriating. And again, everybody in the mentions is like, this is so weak. It's so soft. You're all so soft. 10 teams are strong. Wow. Let's top you on the field. Again, the quarterback sneak with Jalen Hurts will be more successful than anyone else's quarterback sneak. You'll do great.
This is 1,000% one of those times where the reaction is more annoying than the thing, if that makes sense.
It makes perfect sense.
Like, player does something stupid, and then people act like it's not stupid. I get more upset at the people than the player. Like, Antonio Brown this week, shockingly, was involved with police officers, ripped out a gun from his pants, started firing it in the air, allegedly, whatever needs to be said. And then the story is that he's saying someone tried to rob him. There's video of him getting into a big fight outside of a celebrity boxing match, I'm sure, by the way. And so this fight ensues, and he's saying people tried to rob him, and he was defending himself or whatever. The people that allegedly tried to rob him are saying, we're victims. We were fought. We were beat up, basically. So who knows what happened, right? I certainly don't have all the details. But the idea that him ever taking out a gun and firing it a bunch of times into the air with a bunch of people around him is a reasonable thing to do. That's more annoying almost than like anything else, is the defense of the stupidity in our society now. When someone does something dumb, please say they did something dumb. That's what annoys me worse. Someone does something bad, you go, you're just a loser. You're soft. You're a boomer. Acknowledge that the thing that was unacceptable is unacceptable. And I think that's where some of your anger is coming from here.
That's a big part of it. That's a big part of it. And again, it's like this weird crusade, and they're turning into some personal affront. Like, you listen, I give them credit. I think every team should be doing this stuff. And not just that play, but I mean, finding some weakness in the rules. Like, whether it's a formation thing, or when Mike Vrabel years ago, like, had his players purposely jump offside, or, you know, you hold on purpose. Whatever the hell it is, when there is a loophole in the rule that's soft and ineffective, you capitalize on that. Not every team has a quarterback that can squat 1 million pounds and a great offensive line that can do this sort of thing. You do, so you should use things that are within the rules. And this is what's happened in every walk of life in the history of Western society. Hey, this used to be legal. We now see it's not in the spirit of what we were trying to do. It's actually kind of it's not a violation yet because we haven't made it illegal. But what we will do here is to prevent this kind of bleep from happening, rewrite a little text, rewrite a rule, just to make sure that we kind of stay back on and put the playing field back level again. It happens all the time, and it's going to happen again. And the NFL was like, no thanks, leave it.
Are you guys surprised that after days of hearing that the tush push would be banned, today we found out it wasn't? And why do you think 9 teams were against banning it? 800-636-1067. We can get to your thoughts on this next. Plus, Terry McLaurin not at practice with his teammates. There's at least one reporter saying it has to do with him wanting a new contract. We'll get into that as we continue on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
My personal opinion, I think they should ban it. You know what I mean? But I know the argument is going to be about like, hey, you know, you guys have to stop it. Don't get us in short yardage and whatnot. But yeah. I mean, it's kind of like a Chico play, man. You got Jordan Mailata on the right. You got, you know, it's pretty much a scrum in rugby. That's how I kind of look at it.
That's Frankie Louvu, who famously continually dove over top of the pile on the goal line to try to prevent the Eagles from getting in with a tush-push touchdown in the NFC Championship game before the referee told him, if you do that again, we're just going to give them the touchdown. Ben Standing of The Athletic's going to join us in about 10 minutes. We'll talk to him not only about the tush-push staying in 2025, it was voted on today, and surprisingly, it was not banned, but also about Terry McLaurin and whether or not him not showing up for practice is based on him wanting a new contract, as is being speculated. So Ben coming up on that at 3. But the question is right now, Danny, 800-636-1067. First off, are people surprised, and what's their reaction? All the reporters were saying this thing was going away, mm-hmm. and then today, two teams, too few, voted to ban it. So it is staying.
I am not surprised. I was surprised that it seemed to have as much momentum as it did. The narrative around that I always thought was incorrect. I think I've got it right. I know I sound like Chris Russell there, but to me, this is one of those like it's such a simple, basic concept with a wonderful alternative. It's not like they took away the forward pass or the ability to run the football or do any of the normal things that happens. The alternative to it is for regular teams without a superstar quarterback that's great at running this play, an 80%+ effective thing. Jalen Hurts will be great at the regular quarterback sneak too. And I think this is ridiculous. But I'm not surprised, though.
227 quarterback sneaks on 4th-and-1 last year, 84% successful. Teams underutilize, and I've always thought this, and it's great numbers today churned out by Warren Sharp of Sharp Football on this. But if you're running the ball with a running back and one, your percentages go down. 71 quarterback runs that weren't sneaks. Those could be, you know, direct snap powers. Those could be basically like bootlegs or some type of scramble. Still 79% successful when your quarterback keeps it. 59 non-quarterback, non-running back runs. So that's like end arounds, around the edge, quick hitting things in the backfield with receivers or backs. 73%. Then on end one plays with running backs, the lowest percentage of 66%. And then if you pass, on fourth and one. You get it 61% of the time. Still pretty good. But 84% quarterback sneak, 79% quarterbacks not sneaking. The tush push is in the low 90s, so it's the most successful. Last year, if you remember, in the last couple years, this is now year three of this dialogue, I was not for banning it because I don't like banning things that work to get rid of them. I didn't like banning the shift in baseball as an example. I like using the data, finding out what works, and then taking advantage of the loopholes as best you can. And I don't want to punish teams for being smart, which I think the Eagles have gotten really smart on this. I have come around, though, to now saying I would vote to ban it. I'm not nearly as passionate as you. I'm probably like, if there's 32 teams ranked and 22 wanted it banned and, you know, 10 didn't, I'd be probably somewhere like in the 20s in terms of how I feel about like the 20th team. I'm very, very lukewarm on getting rid of it. But I think if I had to touch a button binary, yes or no, I would get rid of it. And it's just because it is not a football play. And I don't think backs should be pulled over the goal line. I don't think they should be aided by offensive linemen as they're being tackled. I don't think anyone should be shoved from behind. And I'd get rid of that. And this would just be a play that is lost while I'm getting rid of the thing that I don't think should be happening. So it's not an attack on the tush push for me at all. It's an attack on aiding runners from behind. And this is just a play that goes away that is a rugby scrum.
It's the play that spawned the debate.
Your passion, you'd have to turn the knob up like four levels from where I'm at to where you are.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm stunned. I just thought when all these reporters were saying it was a goner, they knew something. George in Fredericksburg, let's go rapid fire lightning round here, but give us your thoughts.
What's up, boys? Definitely surprised, but I'm struggling with all this rhetoric about the legality. I mean, I couldn't imagine seeing the forward pass for the first time or Earl Campbell or Sweetness or one of these big backs jumping over the top for the first time. It would be sorcery. So, I mean, it seems like we're struggling with the fact that we don't have the personnel to stop certain things. I mean, if the quarterback sneak is almost as successful, what are we talking about?
Thank you for the call.
We're specifically talking about aiding a runner. And that to me is at the core of this entire thing. It's no one's ever thought to do it before. And I give Philadelphia credit. It's within the rules as of right now.
Why don't you do power eye on short yardage and like hand it to the fullback and have the running back shove him? No one's doing that.
And instead of running back, have your strongest tight end, have John Bates do it or whatever.
Totally.
You know what I mean? Like
put your two heaviest guys, put Johnny Newton and Nick Allegretti in the backfield on fourth and inches or something, and have them in a really tight eye, really close behind the quarterback. And just do like get creative. If you're allowed to do this, then actually take advantage of it.
Here, here.
Robert in Arlington, what's up?
Hey, just what you're talking about now, that was the how the fridge became famous, wasn't it? Where they used that big, heavy guy to just blast through?
Basically, and yeah. I mean, a little different, but sure.
And consistent with that, I'm indifferent on it somewhat, but you guys, you're so upset about it, and to me it seems like, can't other teams gear up to their personnel and their play strategies to have it themselves? And maybe it, ultimately there's so much of it going on in football we turn off to it. But
yeah, you can run it yourself for sure. I don't think anyone would run it as well as the Eagles. To their credit, this is a plus, not a minus.
Yeah, they're great at it.
Hurts squats more than any other quarterback. I think they've got a line that it's a lifestyle. They've been doing it for years. They've worked at it more than anybody else. They're better at it. The problem for me is not that everyone can't do it. They can. It's that I'm not sure that it can be stopped at any type of a regular level. And that's not why I'd get rid of it. Again, I'm not banning the play because it's successful. I just, the argument of, well, just stop them, ... it's physically almost impossible to. It's just a, wouldn't be a math equation, but maybe it is like
yeah, it's
mass
a force
and inertia.
And mass and acceleration, yeah. All that stuff.
Let's go to Jeff in Fredericksburg. What's up, Jeff?
Yeah, I'm talking about Operation Stop Tush Push. I want to see some coaches get together and see if they can develop a strategy to defend against it versus the Luvu cannonball run.
Yeah, I mean, what you're going to see, the NFL, and this is where I disagree with them almost all the time. It's the something happens, and I'm going, you should be so ashamed and embarrassed that happened. That you get together in that offseason and go, okay, that can never happen again. I think of the pass interference penalty that wasn't called that should have sent the Saints to the Super Bowl that ended up not. I mean, those kinds of mistakes that are so glaring and so horrible, that episode, it wasn't as Washington was going to win the game. The Eagles were dominating. They were going to win. It was a formality, that touchdown. But that weird moment where if they're not nice, we'll give them a touchdown. That can never happen again. So whatever we got to do to amend that, they should.
Washington obviously voted to ban it. We'll ask Ben Standing of The Athletic about that. And is Terry McLaurin going to not show up to training camp if he doesn't have a new contract? You're listening to The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.